Knowing the potential triggers for a particular client group or individual that can lead them into distress is crucial to reducing the chances of challenging behaviours occurring. The NICE guidelines on managing violence and aggression suggest that risk management plans for previously identified triggers should be a part of an individual's care plan. Wherever possible, service users should be involved in these decisions, and it might be beneficial to look at possible alterations in the care environment that could reduce or remove potential triggers. It's also important for staff to be aware of any relevant policies and guidelines. For example, in the scenario we've just looked at, the staff members should be aware of the policies regarding restraint and restrictive practices. As you go through the remaining scenarios in this resource, try to identify policies that may be relevant to them too. Finally, the NICE guidelines state that adequate provision must be made for staff training in this area and for working with the needs of specific client groups as appropriate.